Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash. He is a research associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thanks. Glad to be on.
So last week we talked about the housing shortage in rural Minnesota as it relates to workers and the fact that really it's market forces that are at work here. And we're going to explore that a little bit more today because one of the things that they're trying to do to address this in rural Minnesota is building out what they call starter homes. But those usually come in at around $200,000, and the math just doesn't work for most young people moving to those areas, right?
That's exactly right. And so if you have somebody that's looking at one of these starter homes, they're very modest homes. They cost $200,000 or $190,000. If I'm looking at that, but yet the median home value in a lot of our rural areas is $150,000, I'm going to look at a $150,000 home that's a way more house than this starter home. And so the home values don't even line up, right? So you're going to build a new home for $200,000. It's going to get appraised at $150,000. So you're already at a loss. And you could buy a house that's probably nicer in a better location for $150,000. So there's no market there whatsoever.
It does make for a real conundrum there. Have you heard any thoughts from people about solutions, though? Are there some public-private partnerships that are maybe looking at trying to bring down those costs?
I haven't heard much about trying to bring down costs, but I have heard of certain models that will essentially say, hey, we're not going to make profit off building homes.
Right.
So the Southwest Housing Partnership is one of those folks. They do a lot of work in St. Peter building new kind of what we call starter homes. And they're doing a great job at building a lot of new homes. But, you know, they'll be straight up with you and say it takes a lot of different government agency grants and a bank that's going to be willing to kind of loan out and take on a little risk. While at the same time, the Southwest Housing Partnership probably isn't going to make any profit at all off of this. And so you're really going into this with the mindset of building community rather than building profits. And so it's just a very different model. And a lot of the models have to take on that kind of shape in order for them to work.
Do any of the private enterprise that need these workers feel like they might have a stake in trying to, you know, address this with some of their own resources?
Absolutely. If you go up to Perm, Minnesota, a lot of the big kind of businesses in Perm have gotten together and essentially throw in money from their businesses to help kind of develop some apartments and rentals for their workforce. And so, yeah, there's definitely businesses talking about, you know, putting some skin in the game and taking some stake on this. So you're starting to see it more and more, and that's probably going to have to be the case moving ahead.
Well, it kind of seems to me that, you know, one of the real drivers on this is going to be if you want to get the workers, you're going to have to either become part of the solution in terms of creating more housing, or you're just going to have to pay them more money so they can afford the $200,000 home.
Yeah, and you're starting to see that. So we're starting to see, you know, when we look at the job vacancy survey data, that wages are starting to increase pretty well in our rural areas. And so businesses are starting to figure that out.
Kelly, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and you do great work on behalf of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kelly Ash has been our guest. He is a research associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.